Hello.
Hello, this is Joshua from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay, we can definitely proceed in that case. And let me also go ahead and ask you, sir, do you consider yourself as male, female, gender queer, gender not conforming, not exclusively male nor female, additional gender category or other?
See, that's what the problem is. If you're a male, you're a male. You ain't no other. If you're a female,
okay,
you're a female. No other.
So you consider yourself as male, okay?
Correct.
Also, may I ask you, what is the year of your birth?
73.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or no?
No.
Okay. And also, what is your race? Please select all that apply. White, black, or African-American? American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish?
African-American.
African-American, thank you so much. Let me move forward. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Graduation.
Okay. A bachelor's degree?
No.
Is there? Or is it a master's degree or a professional's degree?
Or no, I just graduated.
Did you graduate for what? For 4 years college, associate degree?
No, high school. Just high school.
High school graduate.
Yeah.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? This radio.
It's already read. They already know who they want in there.
Right. Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 5 means you have some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all. Did you say 9?
0. 9-0.
Oh, 0. No power at all.
That thing is weird. No, hell no. It's already determined who they want in there.
Okay.
That's the way the United States is.
And your opinion is extremely important. Thank you for sharing it. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, we at war with each other.
thinking about the direction in which the country is headed.
I'm telling you, we at war with each other.
But in your personal opinion, would you say that you're very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
The only thing I'm telling you is we are at war with the United States, meaning the people in the United States don't trust the United States.
Right. Should I record it as very dissatisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
I don't care which, but I always tell people the United States is at war with each other.
Unfortunately, in this case, we do have the verbatim responses.
Oh, I don't know. I need to go back to work.
You going back to work?